Tuesday, August 19th. Memorial of St. John Eudes. The lesson from Ecclesiasticus chapter 31, verses 8 through 11. Happy the man found without fault, who turns not aside after gain, nor puts his trust in money nor in treasures. Who is he that we may praise him? For he has done wonders in his life. He has been tested by gold and come off safe, and this remains his glory forever. He could have sinned, but did not, could have done evil, but would not, so that his possessions are secure in the Lord, and the assembly of the saints shall recount his alms. Haydock Commentary. St. Augustine says, "Pride is the worm of riches." St. Bernard says, "In delights, chastity is endangered, and humility is endangered in the midst of riches. Not to transgress on such occasions is the greatest miracle. Man has free will, and those are happy who by God's grace do not abuse it." The Gospel from Luke chapter 12, verses 35 through 40. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let your loins be girt, and lamps burning in your hands, and you yourselves like to men who wait for their Lord when he shall return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open to him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Amen, I say to you, that he will gird himself, and make them sit down to meat, and passing will minister unto them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. But this know ye, that if the householder did know at what hour the thief would come, he would surely watch, and would not suffer his house to be broken open. Be you then also ready, for at what hour you think not, the Son of Man will come." Haydock Commentary. "Let your loins be girt," that is, be prepared to walk in the way of virtue, a comparison taken from the custom of the Eastern people who girded up their long garments when they went about any business. After our divine Savior had given his disciples such excellent instructions, he wishes to lead them still farther in the path of perfection by telling them to keep their loins girt and to be prepared to obey the orders of their divine Master. By lamps burning in their hands, he wished to insinuate that they were not to pass their lives in obscurity, but to let their lights shine before men. So says Theophylactus. St. Gregory says, "In the first watch is childhood, the beginning of our existence, and by the second is understood manhood, and by the third is meant old age. He, therefore, who does not comply with our divine Master's injunctions in the first or second watch, let him be careful not to lose his soul by neglecting to be converted to God in his old age." Some have imagined that the devil, our implacable enemy, is designated by the thief, and our souls by the house, and man by the householder. Yet this interpretation does not agree with what follows, for the coming of our Lord is compared to the thief, as if surprising us on a sudden. This latter opinion, therefore, seems to be the more probable one.